Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
All right, ready, fired up.
Yeah, because we got some exciting news.
We have new merchandise online.
It's amazing.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It was designed by professionals, and it has inside jokes.
What are you implying about my design skills?
Implying that they are very unprofessional.
Okay, true.
We have new designs and they're super cool. We're working with DFTBA, who's like a company that I love that represents a lot of other podcasts I listen to. We have a pin that says Lunatic Left Wing Liberal Loser, and it's like on a coffee cup, so it looks kind of like we're at Starbucks.
Yep.
As, you know, your average quadruple L's. And there's a Baron of Cream shirt that has like a donut kind of design on
donut
crown. Yeah. And then there's a sticker, like a decal, which people have wanted forever for their laptops, water bottles.
Yep.
I'm so excited, and we have some more designs that are going to be coming out soon.
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm so amped.
So excited. So if you want to go check out our new merch store, go to bit.ly/beach2sandymerch.
Yay.
All lowercase. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So pumped.
Our other news is that we did pick a winner for the Animal Crossing contest.
And not just that. We picked two winners.
We picked two winners.
We ended up picking two winners. So we have two more friends on Animal Crossing.
On Nanner Bay and Lemonland.
Yeah.
So we got them their copies of the game, and they are going to visit us any day now. I've been working very hard to manicure my lawn.
I have not. So I'm embarrassed.
In time for their visit.
But we're going to schedule something with them and hopefully get a nice cute picture of all of us.
And hopefully get lots of good presents.
Yeah, well, okay.
If you guys don't have something other than cherries and peaches, I'm picking a new winner and taking your prize away. Just kidding. Okay, well, today's topic was, what's the theme?
Bowling alleys in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
That's right. And what was your challenge? Because I already forget.
The challenge from Aaliyah was to find reviews talking about how an at-table cooking experience went wrong.
Oh, yeah. Benihana's baby.
I ran the gamut,
okay,
so to speak.
I'm so excited.
Reviews, so.
Well, do you want me to start? Because I have a redemption.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, not to start with, but
yeah,
at the end.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so the first place I went was Lucky Strike, which I think is a chain in many
cities. Those are those like kind of nicer bowling alleys, right?
They're like, oh yeah, well,
they have like,
they have a dress code, which became a problem.
Ew, they do?
For a lot of people.
Okay, that's weird. Okay.
It is very weird. It has like a lounge feel, like a bar. Anyway, it has terrible reviews. So sorry. So this is a 1-star review by Chris. Also, I want to add too, these are abridged because for some reason, all of the freaking bowling alley reviews were like pages.
I was going to say the same thing. I was
Why?
Going to mention that. People are so passionate about bowling alleys.
It's insane. I mean, like, they're so long. Yeah. And so I abridged these. And by that, I mean, I just took out like paragraphs that were, you know, not relevant or kind of boring.
That would redeem these people.
No.
Talking about how great they are.
Definitely not. So this is a 1-star review by Chris. There are a couple good things about Lucky Strikes, and there are a lot of bad things. Let me start with the good. 1. The couches are awesome. 2. The decor is inviting. 3. The bowling looked fun.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I think we're hinting at something he didn't get to do.
Now the bad. 1. Our reservation was for 11 p.m. They didn't even open to the public until 11:30. We were not able to book a lane until at least 1 a.m. Whatever, we were more interested in the drinks. 2. Drinks were subpar and way overpriced. $6 for a light beer? Fuck you. $4 for a club soda with no liquor? Fuck your mom, too.
Jeez, okay.
You were right about passionate about bowling alleys. That's exactly right. 3. The clientele was super douchey. What is this? The prom? This place is crap. End of review.
Okay, I think someone had a bad experience at prom.
I think
I'm
someone
putting that out there.
Didn't go to prom and got it really confused with another field trip they went on.
Because that makes more really sense.
Get the connection.
Who goes to Lucky Strike Bowling for the drinks and then complains about the prices? What do you expect?
A lot of people said they went there while bar hopping, which I thought was strange.
Interesting.
But I will say, like, in a big city like Philadelphia, I feel like if a place is charging $6 for a Bud Light, like, yeah, it's really expensive, but I don't think it's like, you know, fuck your mom worthy, you know?
I would tend to agree, but I don't know. What do I know?
Then again, we don't think anything is that worthy, so.
Probably not, no.
All right, your turn.
We did get a review that said that, but.
What? We did?
It took you. You're just like sitting there like,
It took me. It's so hot in here. My brain is taking a while.
Yeah.
If they really did say that about Dr. Mom, I'm not going to be pleased.
Dr. Mom will not be pleased either.
I Googled myself yesterday. Okay, hold up. So M Googled themselves yesterday and I was like, oh, I wonder what happens if you Google me. So I Googled myself and it literally said, Christine Schieff for mom, Christine Schieff for dog, Christine Schieff for cat. And I was like, okay.
Where's brother?
You know, brother's usually in there, but...
It wasn't?
No.
Okay, guys, new assignment.
People are looking for you, probably, not like...
Oh, yeah, they know my name already. Christine Schieffer brother. If anything, it would be Alex Schieffer's sister.
Oh, wait, I'm going to type in Alex. Have you ever done that?
No, and I am uncomfortable already. I'm nervous.
Alex Schieffer age, Alex Schieffer books, Alex Schieffer coronavirus.
Okay, wait.
Those are the three only ones.
Okay. Okay, so the first one, the age thing, I don't think that's about me. There's, like, what?
No, I don't have an interesting age. People always want to know our ages.
Why?
It's a weird thing. I don't know.
They
do now. I Google everyone's ages.
I'm never telling. So people will always Google it, so I will always remain relevant.
Okay, so those, I found out, those actually, the mom, dog, cat, were definitely, like, the related searches. But if you do autofill, it says... Christine Schieffer, husband, wedding, podcast, M. Schultz, brother, age, lemon, YouTube, birthday.
Ew, okay. I hate that lemon's in there. What's my autofill? This is so boring for everyone but us.
Podcast.
That's it?
Yeah.
You know what?
Alex Schieffer, podcast, and
that's my thing right now. That's okay.
And age. Oh, Alexander Schieffer, and that's why we drink.
Jesus Christ. Okay, Alexander, I'm done. I hate this game.
Alexander Schieffer, ATWWD.
Guys, please Google me more.
And Alexander Schieffer, Instagram.
There we go. Okay. My first review comes from Erie Lanes. 1 star from Soraya. Wait, can we talk about how it said Alex Schieffer coronavirus?
No, I like it.
It just hit me. I don't want to know.
I don't either.
Okay, Soraya gave Erie Lanes 1 star. The guy at the desk just now... December 9th, 2018, 10:30 a.m., was very rude. First of all, he didn't even address me. He just kept looking at me, then looking away. So when I finally said something, he just looked at me, mumbled something. So when I said back, "I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said," he then rolled his eyes and said, "I didn't even hear what you said." So I repeated myself. The whole time, he just kept rolling his eyes as he spoke to me and had a very visible attitude. He needs to take a course in how to gain customer service skills. End of review.
What?
Isn't that the most bizarre interaction?
I'm picturing that this person has a giant mask on or something. Like, I'm like, how else could this possibly...
With, like, googly eyes that are rolling.
Like, how else could this happen?
I don't know. It just doesn't make much sense. But there was also... Like, there was nothing... substance that was said by either of them that was revealed to us.
I mean, thank God we know that it happened at 10:31 p.m. or
a.m. Okay. This was a morning. Neither of them had their coffee, am I right?
Well, thank God we know that, because I feel like there's not any detail or clarification except the exact minute down to the second.
Maybe it was because I read this late last night. I was cracking up because I'm like, this is the most bizarre interaction, because there's no interaction, but they're trying to describe it, but there's nothing to describe.
I feel like it's like when I first started trying to be a TV writer or screenwriter, and I would write a script, and it would be like, like, Dave, what are you doing? Sorry, like, Anna, I didn't hear you. Dave, what was that? It, like, you just, like, fill pages with, like, why are they having this conversation?
Like, I can't put in all the terrible things I said, so let me just make something up. Let's pretend that neither of us heard each other.
And I was wearing a big mask at 10:30 in the morning. Okay, I'm still at Lucky Strike. So this is a 1-star review by Casey. This place is not high-end like it claims to be. The furniture kept moving around on its own while we were bowling.
Oh.
It was annoying. End of review. Well,
that shouldn't be your reaction. You should be terrified.
You're inside the acclaimed Disney film, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my gosh.
The big candle is
Do
dancing.
Not stop it with that.
I don't know what this means. Because, like, I thought, you know, if you said, oh, while we were sitting in it, it was shifting around or something, sure. But they were like, while we were bowling, the furniture kept moving
they
on its own.
Very like, specifically what? Said that it was doing it while, by its on its own while they were bowling.
Yeah. Maybe I just picture someone behind them, like, switching the seats.
Or with a string, like, pulling at it.
While they weren't looking.
And then they look over and go, Nosferatu, when they finally see
it's the guy in the mask.
Yeah. Well, I'm going north to North Pole.
Oh.
So 1-star review by Rosa. I just called today, Sunday, January 5th, 2020, 8 p.m.
Why?
I know. I don't know how I found two of my favorite kinds of reviews. One after the other. The female who answered was rude. I told her I can call tomorrow during business hours to get my questions answered, since she sounds annoyed and busy. She replied, that's fine. So I guess my party of 30 plus will find another bowling alley to go to. It's their loss. End of review.
Me and all my 29 friends are never coming by.
I don't think it's their loss.
It's really not. I'm sure she heard that and went, thank Christ.
Yeah.
Go to Lucky Strike.
But it's just another one of those interactions where it's like, what the hell? She was like, oh, she sounded annoyed. So they're projecting or making assumptions and busy. So maybe she was busy. And then said, that's fine. When they said, oh, I can call tomorrow. And then they said, that's fine. And instead of saying, okay, I'll call tomorrow, they said, well, you're not getting my business if that's fine.
They wanted to be begged. They wanted to be begged for their love. Don't talk to me and my 29 friends ever again. Okay, I have a 1-star review of Lucky Strike by Kara. Okay, where do I begin? The good. The cheese fries with seasoned ground beef are yummy. So are the fried macaroni thingies. The bad. Our waiter, we'll call him Moshua, was not
I hate this. I don't think we've ever had this before.
I don't think so either.
If anything, people give way too many details, not...
Right.
Kind of try to hide someone's name.
We'll call him Moshua. Was not the friendliest, but whatever. Maybe he was tripping off of the fact that Lucky Strike is a high-class bowling alley. Moshua brought our food and drinks and then disappeared for a while. Then Moshua came over to see if we needed anything else, and I ordered a dessert for my friend so we could sing happy birthday to her. I also asked Joshua... Wait, who's Joshua?
They said Joshua? Oh my god! I was thinking, if she says Moshua one more time, I'm going to scream.
You're in
luck. Said, Joshua. I got, yeah, lucky me.
I also asked Joshua, must be someone else at the bowling alley. I also asked Joshua if they sing there. He said no. So I asked him if he would please sing. He said no.
I bet Moshua would sing.
You fucking asked the wrong guy.
Okay, this is ridiculous. This is too much. People... How entitled.
Leave your servers alone.
That's so sad.
They already have a hard job. They don't want to sing.
That sounds miserable
by
having
themselves.
People say, hey, can you sing to me? What do you say to that? Well, no. But, like, you know that they're going to be dicks about it if you say no.
Because
the
that's...
only person that asks that is going to be a dick about it when you do say no.
In a job that is reliant on tips, it's like you're not a monkey. You can't, like, a trained monkey. Leave him alone. Okay. He said no, so I asked him if he would sing. He said no, and then he didn't even bring us the dessert. He had someone else bring it. Oh, Moshua, probably.
Oh, yeah, of course.
End of review.
Well.
So, there's that.
There is that. Guys, don't do that. What the heck?
What if he was like, sure, and then just like by himself, stood there in the bowling alley? Poor Moshua, Joshua.
Just sing for yourselves. You don't need him.
You have a whole group to sing.
You don't need to be serenaded.
The weather is getting warmer, finally. And if you're looking to spend this summer on any too sandy beaches, like I am, you're going to need to dress for the occasion.
Do you want to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune? With Quince, you can get a lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Okay, folks, Quince has got items like premium European linen dresses, they're beautiful, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
I freaking love Quince. I mean, my favorite thing happens to be a winter coat that I'm not really using anymore. But literally all my sheets, my pillowcases, my towels, and I got everything. I had just moved into my new apartment, and I got everything, and it is the best quality of anything. Like, I feel... They're too good.
No, they're like, really. That's what it feels like. You're getting some sort of like deal that you shouldn't be allowed to get. Like, that's how it feels, because Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they will list sometimes the actual like well-known brands and how much they cost, and then like the comparable, you know, Quince price. It's really incredible. But they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices as well, which is very good to know and kind of reassuring.
Absolutely. But get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/beach2sandy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/beach2sandy to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I'm staying up north at North Pole.
Great.
This is a one-star review by Elena. We'll never go back. No parking. 30 to 45-minute wait on boiling. No. No straws. They have a homemade sangria that's out of the fridge and no top. I personally didn't like the calamari. End of review.
Oh my god. I'm exhausted. I feel like my brain was dragged in like 16 different directions.
Yeah. The caps thing was a whole another adventure.
Oh my god. Was it all in caps or just...
No. That's why I said we'll never go back. And then I started screaming because the middle part was in caps. Sure. But then the I personally was in caps and then didn't like the calamari was all lowercase.
Right. She wanted to know personally that this was a very personal issue.
I wonder if it was some sort of text-to-speech that went wrong and they had to, like, then edit it. I mean, it does say boiling instead of bowling, so...
That's kind of a tough one, though.
Yeah. But the things people write one-star reviews about... I love how they said, I personally didn't like the calamari. Like, okay.
You know what that means?
One star? What?
That everyone else liked it, except her. Yes, true. And they were like, stop trying to give one star. We like the goddamn calamari. You're going to get us in trouble. And she's like, fine, I'll make it very clear.
That's something that I'm proud to say I never did. Order calamari at a bowling alley.
Wow, you deserve... I'm going to make you a trophy, a medal.
I know I probably insulted plenty of people out there, but...
A gold medal.
I mean, you got to be a little self-aware about
that. Sometimes you just got to make the right decision. To be fair... Philadelphia is closer to the water than Ohio. Okay,
you're right. Growing up, I did eat plenty of seafood in Ohio.
I think the worst place I ever ordered seafood or like bought seafood was at a CVS.
Oh, yeah. I would get like Walgreens sushi all the time.
A gas station or something. Yeah. Walgreens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was definitely questionable, I'm sure. But
yeah. But it did have, they literally had a sushi chef at the Walgreens.
Okay, that's true. I thought that maybe this was a dream.
Well,
I was
inventing.
This was
in LA, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I think in Cincinnati, I bought it at like a...
I don't think they had a sushi chef at the CVS at Walgreens.
That's what I'm saying.
Or CVS in Cincinnati.
Even more questionable.
Yeah.
I think it was a gas station that I'm thinking of.
Much worse, yeah.
Yikes. Okay. My turn?
Yep.
This is another review of Lucky Strike. This is a one-star review by Joseph. A bowling alley with a dress code? Bowling is a blue-collar game. If the snobs want to bowl, that's fine. But don't come into our world and impose your rules on us. The Mr. Slates are taking over and kicking us Fred Flintstones out. End of review.
Okay. I was like, Mr. Slate. Oh, this is a very dated reference.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, the boss from Flintstones.
I had to Google it. I had to Google it. But yeah, so Mr. Slate is like...
Even when they said the Fred Flintstones, you still had to Google it?
No, I still didn't know who Mr. Slate was. Oh. I don't remember that guy. I mean, I recognized him when I Googled it.
Got it.
I will say, though, like, do you think this guy went there in his, like, Phil bowling outfit with, like, Phil embroidered and his personal bag and walked in and saw, like, all these, you know, prom dates or whatever that happens there eating calamari? And he was like, calamari?
Well, that's a good point,
fuck
though.
Fuck your mom or whatever.
But, yeah, well, the thing is, like... There were so many bowling alleys in the area.
There were a lot.
Why would you go to the one that's known for being that?
I wonder if he went.
Or maybe he didn't.
I wonder if he just is like, I've heard this place is taking over and they make you wear. Somebody literally wouldn't let him in because he was wearing a plain white t-shirt. And they were like, this doesn't meet our standard.
Oh, that's pretty dumb.
Like, this is a...
What the heck? Okay, that's too much.
Bowling alley. You have to wear other people's shoes all day. It's not like that fancy. Oh my God.
But it's funny that he's like, it's a blue collar game. I feel like bowling's just a... Bowling for anyone.
An everyman game.
Yeah.
But doesn't that make it kind of
like...
But also,
its origins, based on a Google search that I did about 30 seconds ago, supposedly, bowling is from 3200 BC.
From the Flintstones!
In Egypt. Oh my God, it's
Holy
all coming together.
Holy shit, Alexander!
Mr. Slate actually
this
invented it.
Uh-oh. Literally what's happening. Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, but see, you know, it's like, you don't need calamari to bowl.
No, but you can... bowling is so many... I don't know. You could go to Dave and Buster's and play that weird bowling thing where it's a... You just, like, roll the ball and it, like, digitally moves. Or you could play apps on your phone. I don't know.
Bowling of the future.
All over the place. It's kind of great.
I was on the bowling team.
I was waiting for you to just kind of shove that in.
I created the bowling team. Well, I created the Scrabble Squad first. Then I created the bowling team.
This was in our house. She was the only member.
You're wrong about one of those, and it's that it was at our house.
Yeah.
However, I was the only member. It was at our high school, and I was a sophomore, and I was told I needed things to add to my resume, because I guess being forced to play piano for 16 years wasn't enough. So I was like, okay, I don't want to join any of these clubs. They all sound terrible. So I created the Scrabble Squad, and then no one wanted to do it. So then my friend and I created the bowling club, because the guy I had a crush on was like, I love bowling. So we were like, okay, let's make a bowling team. I was really bad, but we had to get personalized bowling balls. This is how our school worked. He was like, you have to like go get your own custom bowling ball. So our mom had to spend like 200 some bucks on a custom bowling ball for me. And do you remember my bowling ball's name?
Captain Midnight.
And one, like 2 years ago, I wanted to show Blaze. And so I went up into my closet and pulled it out, unzipped the bag, cracked right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Like
sign from God.
I think he was smited. So I was really upset about that. I mean, my mom was like, okay, there goes my $200-some. But yeah, it's really sad. But I was terrible at bowling. And then it turns out that like sometimes my crush and my friend wouldn't come to bowling. And I would be by myself with the chemistry teacher because he was the coach. And it turns out they were sleeping together in their car in the parking lot. That's my experience with bowling, the everyman's game.
This has taken a turn.
Alexander and I literally had just my custom bowling ball, and I sat there with Mr. Escudero, the chemistry teacher, and just felt really sad.
I'd like to make a formal apology to our listeners for not stopping this sooner. Please forgive me. I know you won't forgive her, but please forgive me because I did not mean for this to happen.
I've lost any chance of your forgiveness long ago when I first announced that Alexander was going through a breakup like 5 minutes after it happened. I'm sorry. I got in really big trouble for that.
Wait, what do you mean? That's not what happened.
Hmm?
What?
What do you mean?
You announced that I was going through a breakup?
Like by accident. I like revealed it.
No, you gave me a challenge.
Yes, I know, but I mean, like...
That's not you revealing it, though.
Yes, but, like, right the day it happened, I basically put upon you a task.
Yeah, the challenge of finding reviews that mentioned a breakup.
And then
something.
You were like, now I've been cornered into telling it on the podcast.
Yeah, okay, yes. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good thing you do have a new bowling ball sitting on the shelf right in front of me that's staring at me
right
now.
Oh, my God, that's right! Yeah. For my wedding, this is kind of a good picture into our family. My aunt from Austria, who actually now lives in Alabama, got me a bowling ball.
Don't tell them what's in it. We'll post picture.
Oh, okay. A bowling ball with a special...
It's a special surprise.
If you listen to And That's Why I Drink, you probably know about it, but it's really weird and cool.
Check out our social media at Beach2Sandy to see what's in the bowling ball.
It's like that after Pokemon when they're like, who's that Pokemon? And it's just like a circle. It's like, who's that bowling ball? It's Captain Midnight. Oh, no, that's the one with the giant crack through it. But yeah, so it's cool. But I'm never going to roll that anywhere because it's going to get really dirty.
Yeah, it's cool looking on a shelf. And it doesn't have holes drilled in it yet anyway.
However, if that did get cracked like by lightning or something, I would...
That would be horrifying.
Yeah, I think something really bad would be happening.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going south now.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go to South Bowl.
Okay. I love that there's a north and a south.
I don't know if they're actually even related. They just both exist. I'm going to assume they are. This is a one-star review by Pat of South Bowl. Pat says, "The owner is cheap. I ordered a drink, no straws available except the little alcohol short skinny straws, which means if you buy a soft drink or a draft beer, be prepared to drink out the glass. To put icing on the cake, they don't have plastic silverware." End of review.
Ew!
Are you ooing the same thing I was ooing?
You drink your beer out of a straw, you apparently. Sick bastard. What's the matter with you? This is a blue-collar game. You don't bring your fucking fancy straws into your Labatt Blue. It's disgusting.
I'm also picturing that maybe Pat isn't much of a beer drinker. So maybe she was like, assuming that people do that? I don't know.
Clearly she was. I don't know. Prepared to drink your... can you imagine, though? I think the only thing more ridiculous than seeing someone drinking a beer out of a straw would be someone drinking a beer out of, like, a bunch of cocktail straws.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, those little ones.
Yeah, and you'd, like, tie a rubber band around them so it's, like, a big, thick one.
I feel like middle school boys loved those, and they would get, like, a bunch and drink their sodas out of them. That was always a thing. That I probably just made up. I don't know. Okay.
I think I saw you doing that to impress your crush.
It didn't
work.
Out
back behind the bowling alley in the parking lot.
I was just sitting there.
Okay.
They were like actually drinking beer and I was drinking like a Sprite. And I was like, don't tell my mom. She'll be so mad at me. The next one I have is actually from an email. So this is from Alexandra. It says, "Hello, Christine and Alex.
Hi.
My name's Alexandra, she, her, and I love your podcast. I recommended it to all of my classmates in one of my college courses when the professor asked for a recommendation of any kind. I also wanted you guys to know that I'm the worst emailer that has ever existed."
I've got picked up on that. You don't have to tell me.
That's mean.
I'm just kidding. There's nothing mean in or bad in there.
"I didn't really think I would gather the courage to write one of these, but here we are." Well, Alexander just demolished that.
Oh, it was more of like a... Okay, I thought they meant they just were like, when they write an email, it's bad email or something.
I think they just didn't want to do it, and now they don't want to do it even more.
Sorry. I feel bad now.
"I just couldn't resist when this topic came up, as I live in Northeast Philadelphia. I don't get out much, seeing as I have a son, Eli, who will be 5 on Wednesday, May 6th.
That's the day we release... Happy birthday, Eli!
Do you think I should ask Mashua to come sing?
Joshua would, yeah.
Not Joshua, though.
No.
What a jerk. Ugh. So, Eli, it's his birthday today. I'm so excited about this. The timing.
Hooray.
It's amazing. Anyway, one activity we have actually done with him is go bowling. So I found some reviews of the bowling alley close to our house for you. Thanks for the laughs, Alexander. So this is a review of Thunderbird Lanes. It's the only one I have that's not of Lucky Strike.
Perfect. Here.
1 star by Liz. "These people sure know how to ruin a party. If I could give them 0 stars, I would. The girl, don't get me started on her." And then immediately, obviously, she begins to start on her. "The girl, don't get me started on her, wrote people's names on cups. Whoever owns this place should come take a look at how his employees run things around here."
What? Is there more?
Yes.
Okay, but what does that... Okay.
But also, I love that...
Is there specifically more about the cups?
No.
What's wrong with that?
I have no idea. Nothing.
Okay.
I do love that Liz says, "Whoever owns this place, he should come look at how his employees run the place."
Oh, I didn't even, like, pick up on that. It's just too much.
That's because you're a cog in the machine. "Whoever owns this place should come take a look at how his employees run things around here. Brought out one pizza for over 20 people and then started throwing plates on the counter, spawning sauce everywhere." So disgusting.
Magic.
So nasty. "Handed pizza to a guest, a child. Quote, here, can you hand this out? Their apology for not having food ordered in advance? Girl in the kitchen had a nervous breakdown and quit. It's time to sing happy birthday, and half the party got any food. The pretzels never arrived, the table is dirty, she hadn't cleaned up at all, empty pitchers, the mess she made with the soda! Disaster." End of review. And then there's actually a picture, mm-hmm. and there's just a bunch of happy kids, and then, like, the tablecloth and plates are, like, overturned. There's, sauce everywhere. I mean, literally, it's a disaster, and then there's just, like, kids smiling in the background, but I was like, okay, fair. And somebody did tweet at us recently, like, Beach Too Sandy, like, you need to stop reading reviews that are actually where the reviewer is in the right, mm-hmm. or something. Yeah, and I was like, I still think they're funny sometimes. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's necessarily like, I don't know, that these are all the worst people in the world who don't deserve
we're
any.
We're not trying to be mean-spirited. I've had moments where I'm like, yeah, I could write a one-star review about this, an experience like that. And like, if it's personal to you,
I just think it's
still funny sometimes.
It's still funny. I mean, to me anyway, like I know sometimes I'm like, obviously if there's sauce all over the table, I'm not saying how dare you complain about that.
But think of the image of someone coming over an employee and spawning sauce everywhere. Like, come on.
Come on. Let me have this. Come on. Okay. Anyway.
My turn.
Yep.
Well, I'm staying south at South Bowl. This is a one-star review by Angel. Buckle up.
Buckled.
And prepare your ears. I'm not going to be screaming that loud, but there are no caps and all caps.
What?
Sometimes I'll be in no caps. Sometimes I will be in all caps.
Okay.
By Angel of South Bowl. Actually, I give this place no stars at all. I will never come here again unless the manager Mike is no longer there. He has the worst customer service skills that I've ever encountered. His attitude stinks. He needs to take a class on how you talk to people. His whole demeanor was just nasty. When I came in, I had my mom and my mother and my niece with me.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You heard right.
Okay.
My mom and my mother and my niece. I am 36. My mom is 61. And my niece was 20. She would have been 21 at midnight. I told the guy checking ID, and then I asked for the manager. I told him that we wanted to bring her birthday in at South Bowl. Mind you, it was already about 11 p.m. He said she has to leave and come back at midnight. Mind you, he came out with an attitude as if he didn't want to talk from the beginning, with nasty facial expressions and using hand movements.
I'm picturing, like, slithering over
and like spawning sauce with his hands.
Sauce everywhere.
I asked him a question. I said, since we are here, can she sit here and you watch her until midnight while she is with her 61-year-old grandmother with her? You can make sure she does not drink anything.
Hey, can you babysit my daughter for a few hours?
Could you imagine?
What?
Could you imagine?
It's not like you have anything to manage around here.
He began to get extremely nasty from me asking these questions and said, I told you to three times now, all of you just get out because I don't want none of y'all here. I said, why should I have to leave the establishment? I'm 36 and my mom is 61. My niece could have waited in the car. I wasn't nasty or belligerent at all to get put out. I called the cops twice.
Oh my God. Someone probably called the cops because you left your daughter in the car for 2 hours.
I called the cops twice. They never came. That's to be expected, but I will put this review on everything and tell everyone just how nasty this manager is at South Bowl. We went to another establishment and spent our money, and the manager there actually knows about hospitality. I would tell this one to go back to school and learn how to talk and treat people. By the way, I never cursed or raised my voice, and during the conversation, I asked him why he was being so nasty while I was just asking a question. End of review.
Oh, no.
I love how it's like, I just asked a question, and the manager's like, I asked you to leave three times now.
Like, I answered your question.
And she's like, well, I just asked one question. It's like, I feel like there's a lot missing, a lot of gaps in this story.
Well.
But what else is new with these?
It's rare. But I think it's different than the usual, because I think a lot of times they'll leave a lot of gaps and vagueness, and you're like, huh, they're making themselves sound really good. This one, like, no, they sound very wrong.
Yes, they do.
They definitely are in the wrong.
And that's something where, I don't know, be reasonable. If they are like, policies, like, you can't be in here when you're not 21, like...
It's literally against the law. Why are you acting like you're so entitled to a babysitter for an hour?
Yeah.
Oh my God, people are the worst. Anyway, all I have left is one redemption.
Okay, good.
And I felt bad, so I did it of Lucky Strike.
Because it's like all you brought to the table.
It's all I brought to the table. This is a 5-star review by Sandino.
Then the table moved itself.
Oh my God. Every time I turned around to throw Captain Midnight.
Oh no.
Maddie the bartender. The lit fairy godmother. Oh, yeah. And you can bowl, too. End of review.
Wow.
The lit fairy godmother.
I can picture Maddie.
I can only dream of receiving a compliment like that
someday. I know, right?
The lit Komodo dragon of podcasting.
Leave those compliments in our reviews on Apple Podcasts. That's a winner.
What an honor. Wow. I can only dream of meeting someone like Maddie someday.
I'd like to meet Maddie. Let's go.
Lit fairy godmother. Oh, shit.
All I have is, like, white t-shirts. I can't get in.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Well, one day when I have a better wardrobe.
Is it time for your challenge?
I think it's time for my challenge. So, okay. My challenge, summarized, was to find reviews where a tabletop, from Aaliyah, was to find reviews of where, like, a tabletop hibachi-style grill, like, cooking situation, dining experience went wrong. So, my first one is of Fusion Japanese Steakhouse in Morgantown, West Virginia. This is a 1-star review by Madison. If I could give 0 stars, I probably would. I went on Valentine's Day, and things started off bad. We had to wait, even though I made reservations plenty of weeks in advance. Then, after about 10 minutes, the buzzer goes off. I bring it to the podium, and she informs me it was a mistake, and there's no tables available, and I had to continue to wait. Okay, moving on to dinner. I'm a big fan of Japanese steakhouses, but this one just wasn't it. I'm not sure if it was because it was a holiday, or if this is all the time, but the chef has buttons...
Okay.
Speaking of that tweet, this is one of those things where I'm like, this is an interesting place.
Okay.
But the chef has buttons above his oven that play different songs. Only 4. And all night, he wouldn't randomly hit the button to play the song. The songs were as follows. Miley Cyrus, Jay's on My Feet, Barbie World, some birthday song, and some club pump-up song. It's 2018, by the way.
What the fuck?
The 4 songs...
The 4 genres of music.
Exactly. The 4 songs, only about 15-second skits, played on repeat all night. It was Valentine's Day. We were trying to be romantic, but even when you got a break from your chef pressing the song buttons, the 4 tables next to you pressed their buttons all other times.
Jay's on My Feet. Wait, I can't... And then some, I like that it's not Happy Birthday. It's like some version of a Happy Birthday song.
Oh my God.
Like a knockoff.
And Barbie Girl. Barbie World. Did they mean Barbie Girl? Yeah, they meant Barbie Girl, right?
I think it's
called... I'm a Barbie Girl in the Barbie World.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they meant that song.
Okay.
Whatever they said.
It's called Barbie Girl by Aqua. I just tweeted about it the other day. The look of the restaurant is so beautiful and elegant. I wish they gave that same luxurious experience while eating. It felt so childish. Also, I am used to orange yum yum sauce being served, but here they serve a white version. It was very disappointing. End of review.
Oh, it's just white yum yum sauce.
Don't say that ever again. I wish I hadn't read that last sentence. But for posterity, I wanted to read it all. What is this situation that they were in?
I am dying.
How fucking funny is that?
If this has happened to you before, can you let me know? Because I've been to a couple Benihanas, but like not really often, and I've never encountered this at any hibachi style grill.
That's hilarious.
I wonder. Does every table have that same set, or does chef get to pick the 4 songs?
I hope that chef picked those 4, because that's hilarious, yeah, but I assume they all got the same.
I do too, because if you just hear the same friggin' different stanzas of, like, Miley Cyrus playing throughout the restaurant all night.
It's so funny.
But I love that also it's just 15 seconds of each song. Yeah,
it's not even, it's like the iTunes
the preview. Oh my God.
Oh boy.
That's wild. And just... I love how they're just like, well, I just wanted a romantic night.
And I don't see, this is one of those things, I don't blame them.
No!
That's not what I want in my dining experience,
but also,
especially on Valentine's
Day. Tweeter person, we needed to hear that.
Yeah.
We needed to know about this, okay? So sometimes.
Exactly.
Sometimes the restaurant's in the wrong, but I want to know about it. I want to know every single detail.
Okay, I have another one from Fusion Japanese Steakhouse in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Do you think when the health inspector comes over, they're like, no, it's only 15 seconds of the song, so you can't, we're not legally...
They have, like, music publishing, like, experts sitting there, like...
Universal Music Group comes over.
With licenses and writing. Oh, God.
Or the guy and lady who owned Happy Birthday for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to sue the hibachi place.
Probably. Well, no, that's why they use birthday-like song. You're right. They don't even use the actual song. Okay. Fusion Japanese Steakhouse by Ed. 2 stars. Fusions? More like explosion of gnats.
Oh, God!
We went down a journey together, all of us.
Olive oil? Nope.
My friend and I were attacked by a swarm of them when we received our food. Gnats fell in the yum-yum sauce, so we asked to move.
Sorry, what is this? Is this yum-yum sauce a really con? It must be.
I guess.
Why do I not know what that is?
I don't know. Just don't say it. Mention the color again.
What, yum-yum sauce?
The color.
The white one.
Gnats fell in the yum-yum sauce, so we asked to move. The gnats followed, of course. We ordered the teriyaki meatballs. They came in a weird brown sauce that definitely not teriyaki. Next came our hibachi, which we scarfed down in fear of the gnats falling in our food. This is the second time I've eaten here and had the same issue.
They're coming.
Not sure I can come back. End of review.
Ew!
And they just included a picture of like the light fixture above them.
Are they trying to say, look, it's all the gnats?
Maybe that's what they think a gnat looks like. Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. I like that they ate quickly in fear. That's really how you love to enjoy your dining experience.
Yeah.
Why are you eating so fast? Do you like your food? No, I'm afraid. I'm extremely afraid.
Of the gnats and the fact that this song is going to end soon. I want to finish it on Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah. I don't like to eat when Jay's on My Feet is playing.
Okay, my next one is of Ichiban Hibachi Steakhouse and Sushi Bar. This is in Canton, Michigan. 1-star review by Lar. This was awful. I took my best friend for her 50th birthday. The service was terrible. I've always taken people here for special events, and it was always a fun experience. Not tonight. They had no olives to make a dirty martini. When the birthday guest asked for a drink menu, she was taken to the sign in the front of the restaurant and shown a board. Our chef...
Wait, what? She was taken
like
away?
She was paddled.
What?
Oh, okay, God.
When the birthday girl asked
for... So she asked for a drink menu, and instead they were like, we don't have one. Let me walk you to the front so you can look at the board in the front.
For some reason, the way it was phrased, I thought... I mean, it's not the way it was phrased. It was me listening. Mm-hmm. The way I was listening, I thought you said like she was taken away from the table for asking, and then I was like, wait, she asked for a sign and she was taken away from the table into the secret Bed Bath and Beyond,
from Click. Oh my Lord, was it Christopher Walken in there or something weird?
I don't know. Don't leave the podcast. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Okay.
I'm talking to everyone else, not you.
Oh, that was me.
You're stuck.
Our chef did not interact at all. He got everyone's order wrong. When I asked to speak to the manager, she was rude. Her parting comment was that we were a bunch of old people looking for something free. That's so mean.
Well, that lady asked for a sign and she just took it right from the front of the building. Walked out the door.
That was not the case at all. I hadn't been here in 2 years. We always celebrated special events here. It was always fun. I am beyond mortified at how rude and inconsiderate the staff was tonight. My bill was close to $100 for 2 people and the service. Food and attitudes were beyond inappropriate. The manager could have cared less and proved that by her response to me indicating that we were old people looking for something free. Since when is 50 old? I don't care if I'm 95. My money spends the same. Never again. End of review.
Oh my God.
If you're calling your customers old, not the best.
Yikes.
It turned a lot of these 1-star reviews that I was reading. I was like, ooh, yeah, I wouldn't want to go there either.
That happens when we do a lot of food establishments.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to read many, many 1-star reviews and still feel like, yum. Like the, especially the buffalo wings, because a lot of them were like dive bars. And I was some of the details here. And
exactly.
There was one I read of. This is horrible. I'm sorry if you guys are squeamish, but they were eating. They're like, all the food was super good. And then we ordered a cheesecake to split. We were eating it. And we were like, this is so weird. Like, the whipped cream's really weird. I wonder if it's like ricotta or something. They're like, it's kind of sour. And then they like shined their flashlight on it. And it was just like growing mold. And like, they put a photo. And like the frosting, that's what it was, the frosting. had just like fussy mold all around it.
Oh my god.
And it had like bite fork marks in it.
Oh no, stop.
And they
okay,
thought it was disgusting. Ricotta, but it was whipped
ricotta.
Cream.
Ew. Oh no.
It's like, and then the worst part is afterwards I was like, I'm hungry for buffalo wings.
I was just thinking I'm hungry and I'm still hungry. So
it doesn't it takes a lot to deter us from food in general, mm-hmm. but yeah, that turned my stomach. But
that's bad. That's really bad.
I do love the random detail of she asked for a drink menu and they like escorted her to the front.
A lot of these I included because I'm like picturing this situation.
Weird.
It's so bizarre.
It's like, oh, come with me. And you're like, well, where? What do you mean? I'm trying to eat my shrimp. Come with me.
Okay, my next one is of Benihana in Coral Gables, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Benihana's in Florida.
Once I literally Googled Benihana's Florida.
Yes, you did. Really?
Of course.
Amazing.
This is a one-star review of Benihana by Andres in Coral Gables, Florida. Was told by our server, Lucas, that our soup did not get tofu because the kitchen staff were arguing and no one wanted to cut our tofu. My family got tired of waiting for a cook after half an hour. No communication from management to avoid an unpleasant experience. End of review.
What if they just run out a bowl with like one giant block of tofu?
Like cut it yourselves.
Nobody wanted to cut it for you.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. And with that tweet, it's like, how can we not include this garbage that it's like, wait, what is going on in this kitchen?
They were arguing, so they...
Over who had to cut tofu?
I was going to say, also, like when I cook, tofu is like the only thing that I enjoy cutting because it's so fucking easy.
You can have the dullest you get a butter knife and you could still cut it.
You could use like a banana and cut a block of I don't really understand this. I do love that it's in Florida and at a Benihana. People are just in the kitchen arguing and refuse to like cut your
it's something
tofu for
so
your soup.
So perfect about the scenario.
Oh my god, that's good. That's excellent.
Okay, I've got another one of, but this is of Hibachi Grill Sushi and Seafood Buffet. So this is a buffet, but I did see someone preparing some food at a grill by the buffet. So I'm gonna count it.
I'll take it.
This is a 1-star review by Larry. This place was okay, been there a few times. When I grab sushi, the guy gives me a look like, man, I just made that and you're gonna eat it?
Someone is projecting their guilt really hardcore.
Going on here. I always wash my hands before eating. I walked in the bathroom and busted a U and went to use the Purell up front.
Sorry.
I don't know.
The way that was phrased is not good for me.
I know,
me.
It sounds bad and then I read it and I'm like, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
Like he took a U-turn?
Oh.
Is what I'm imagining that means.
Oh,
like he walked in.
Oh my god,
it was
I'm
so
an idiot. Okay, thank god.
Gross. So he busted a U, which, yeah. Well, don't
and
say
then
that.
Went to get the Purell up front. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Also went to go get a second plate. My original plate was on the table, so I moved it to the edge of the table as I was taking a bite of the new plate. A pregnant roach popped out and said, what the fuck you looking at? We got to eat too.
Wait, what? Popped out?
Yeah, I don't know of what, but... supposedly popped out
and pulled a U or busted a U.
Busted a U.
You
all
know
over
what?
The table.
It's probably why that sushi chef was like, "Oh no, that was mine. It's filled with pregnant roaches, my delicacy."
Or maybe it was a special preparation for the pregnant roach
oh,
that
yeah,
was under the plate.
Oh yeah, that's my food.
Well, damn. Okay, I understand you're pregnant and times are tough. Wondering where the baby daddy is. So I was a nice guy, paid for the five of us, but I only left with the original four that came in. Won't be back over there. End of review.
What?
I don't know. Christine, I don't know.
What is happening?
Virginia.
So...
No offense, but Virginia.
So...
I don't know.
Okay. Why am I asking?
Let's
I don't
let that
know.
Marinate.
I don't want to.
For everyone else. Everyone else can think about that while I move on. Pause while I continue.
I'm going to let it marinate for those four roach children, those orphaned roach children.
Oh, no. Okay. This is my second to last one. I have two more. I got a lot. This is of a Hibachi Japanese Steakhouse in Newark, Delaware by Jeremy. 1-star. Let me preface by saying I usually absolutely love hibachi. However, I cannot say that for my last visit. To start, there was a 20-minute wait, when there were open tables. It is believed so that we could not order off the early bird menu. It is believed so that we could not order off the early bird menu. I don't know why I'm saying it that way.
The early bird menu.
I keep calling it the bird menu.
It's only pregnant cockroaches are the appetizer.
The early bird menu.
There you go.
I feel like I'm not, is it usually one word, early bird?
Like the early bird menu.
Yeah, it's the early bird. I recognize what it is, but it's written three words normally?
I don't know. That's what they wrote it as.
I think it's throwing me off.
Idea.
The female server was average on getting our drinks and taking our order. Nothing to complain about, but nothing spectacular.
I love that when we have to clarify that it was a female server.
Yeah, you gotta. The sushi had an average weight and was good. That is where the evening took a terrible turn.
Oh, shit.
First, the salad was not dried, and there was a bunch of water at the bottom of my bowl. The cook that we had appeared to have never had a table before. He seemed lost and did not entertain at all, which was highly disappointing because we had a child with us.
Oh.
And it was her first visit. He could not multitask and literally cooked each piece of dinner one at a time. The rice, steak, chicken, scallops, etc.
And I cook them all at once at my house.
So impressive.
Oh my God.
He would not have asked how the steaks were to be cooked if I didn't ask after my steak was on the grill for a while and he almost forgot to do the tossing of the shrimp.
Oh, shit. You're right.
You know how many people complain that these guys didn't toss shrimp around?
Alexander.
That's bad. We almost had no participants because everyone was just over the entire event. It also appears that others were not enjoying the night as well as we encountered another individual arguing with a staff member on our way out.
Great.
I am sure I will give it another chance, but it really won't be for a while and most likely not this location.
Can you imagine? I think about this a lot. For someone who doesn't go to Hibachi Grills really ever, I think about this an inordinate amount, and it's that, can you imagine being your first day as a hibachi chef at a restaurant and you're like, oh my God, I have a table of like 10 people staring at me, including children who clearly need to be entertained. And you have to somehow flip all these into people's plates and mouths and like cut the stress of that.
It's terrible.
I'm sweating right now. Again, I don't even go. And it's, you know why I probably don't go to Hibachi Grills?
Because of that.
Because I'm too nervous to watch someone perform for me like that.
Anyway, there's so many different complaints, though. I saw someone who said the scallops were too fishy or too much like seafood or something.
Wait,
what? I'm not kidding. The scallops were too fishy.
Oh, no.
I'm like, wait, what? What does that mean?
It means nothing is what it means.
Okay, this is my last one. This is of Hibachi Japanese Steakhouse in Newark, Delaware. This is one star by Cassandra. Soy sauce in my hair and anger in my heart.
That is should be one of the four songs on the button.
Mm-hmm.
I think
there's a colon after this.
Holy shit, I'm ready.
Soy sauce in my hair and anger in my heart, colon, a cautionary tale.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
And also a new pop remix.
Enter Hibachi restaurant. To host. Hello, we'd like a table for 10. Host, shoot me. Enter bar area. The bartender was the rudest individual I have ever encountered. I love how they just like give up on that whole like setting the scene kind of thing, like the dialogue kind of thing. Just this is now when it becomes just a review. He would not allow me and my friends to get drinks because we were smiling in our driver's license photos. In the state of Maryland, smiling is legal. However, the bartender did not take the time to look up DMV regulations and instead flamboyantly shunned us from the bar. We are all 24. Talk about the phrase flamboyantly shunned. I would love to see what that looks like.
He threw glitter in our eyeballs.
And then spun around and didn't look at us the rest of the night.
It is a hibachi girl. It's about entertainment.
True, true, true. After 50 minutes, we were finally seated. The hibachi chef had a severe cold and sneezed on all of our food. I have a shrimp allergy and he threw shrimp at my head despite my attempts to deflect his advances.
He didn't throw it, he was sneezing. He just his reflexes.
You know when I talk about allergies, that one's bad. That one I can't defend.
He launched them at to deflect them. Okay.
Gonna reread that. I have a shrimp allergy and he threw shrimp at my head despite my attempts to deflect his advances. The level of English proficiency here is quite low. My hair was covered in soy sauce. One of my friends ordered salmon and the hibachi chef forgot to cook it. He offered to make her sashimi because he had already cleaned the grill. Finally, we ordered a birthday dessert for one of my friends. They gave it to the wrong person and only gave us one spoon after we told them we wanted to share it. Overall, the service was poor, the food was mediocre, the restaurant was dirty, and the bartenders were horrific. Stay away, stay far away. End of review.
And my hair is dripping in soy sauce.
That's just pretty bad.
I can't believe that.
That is not the best experience.
That's one of the few times when an entertaining writer enters the landscape mm-hmm. of reviews,
yeah.
of online reviews. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, what a mess. But that's the thing. When your task is to find disastrous reviews, it's hard to find ones that are positive disasters, yeah. you know?
You can't really put much of a redemption. No.
And you oftentimes, it's not the person's fault that a disaster happened, like the reviewer.
Right.
When they're mentioning a disaster of sorts.
Right.
Although I will say some of these were not as disastrous as others, but.
Yeah. Oh my God. Getting shrimp launched at your head is
no good.
Wowza. All what right. was the name of that again? Soy sauce in my hair and anger in my heart?
Soy sauce in my hair and anger in my heart, a cautionary tale.
That's like the most beautiful, eloquent title.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's one word for it. Two words, beautiful and eloquent.
I would say. Is that's that it?
All? Yeah.
Oh no, I'm sad.
I know, that was a lot though. I think I had like seven.
But they were so much fun. Aww.
We still have to edit this tonight, so.
I know. I know.
Gotta stop somewhere. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, we know how much you love listening to us talk over and over and over again. Okay, so I guess it's time for our theme for next week.
Yes.
This was sent in by Lexi, who says, "Hello, you crazy kids. With the COVID craziness going on and being stuck for 4 weeks with my family at this point, I came up with a simple yet hilarious idea for an episode. I'm from Minnesota, and we have something like 12,000 lakes. Things could get interesting quick, so for my theme idea, it would be awesome if you did lakes in Minnesota."
I like it. I've been ice fishing on a lake in Minnesota.
That's right. Exactly. That is a good point that I had forgotten, and mm-hmm. I'm glad you reminded me. Thanks for making social distancing a little less lonely. Love this podcast and your sibling relationship. That makes one of us. Lexi.
That makes two of us, because I love it too, even if you hate it. Well, I have a challenge. This is from Alexandria. She, her. Alexandria says, "Hello, loves. I thought of a few challenges that either one of you could use if maybe you need some ideas."
Yeah, always.
Yes, we always do. "Feel free to tweak them or whatever. Or not. I can't tell you what to do."
You
can't. I'm allowing you to.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. You need to find a review where the reviewer states that they purchased an adult game for a child.
Okay.
So, like, I'm picturing, I bought Call of Duty for my son.
Oh.
Or, I mean, it could be, like, that we just did that review of, or you read that review of that Exploding Kittens game,
yes,
for example.
Yes.
But I'm picturing, like, also video games, like a mature game.
Oh boy, this could get interesting.
I tried to get mom to, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh wow.
Was I was at, I think it was Target when I was little, with my mom, because I wanted to,
this already sounds traumatic,
get the newest Grand Theft Auto game.
Yeah.
We were at the checkout. She put the game down, they scanned it, and the guy behind the cash register said, "Is this for him?" And she said, "Yes." And he told her, "It's really violent. I don't think that you would want him to play it." And, like, told her, "Hey, don't buy your son this game. It's rated mature for a reason." And she knew she had to buy it for me. Like, she knew I wasn't, like, old enough for it. And so she was like, "Okay, I won't." And then didn't.
What? Oh,
that guy, I still hold a grudge.
What a jerk.
I mean,
he, like, cock-blocked, game-blocked you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
If it was Call of Duty, I could say he cod-blocked you, but that's not going to work.
No.
It's not like he was buying you cigarettes. Whatever. How old were you?
I was in, like, middle school.
Okay. Damn.
So maybe I shouldn't have been playing it, but still.
That's not the point.
She agreed to buy it for me. We had talked about it. She's an intelligent person, and she also watches me play videos. Like, she would see it. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. I'm over it. I totally am over it.
I know that nowadays she'd probably say, "Oh, I just refused to buy that game for him because it was so violent."
Which is kind of true in the end.
Because it is technically true.
She found
true.
Out how violent it was. And for all I know, she would have watched me play it and been like, "What the fuck is this game I just bought you?" And thrown it out the window.
Anyway, thanks for listening. You can check out our merch at bit.ly/beach2sandymerch. And thanks for playing along with our Animal Crossing contest.
And that link will be in the description also.
It will be, yes. So. Good point. Otherwise, we will see you next week when we go up to Minnesota for a nice little vacay.
Can't wait.
Bye.